Grizzly bears once roamed much of the United States. But two centuries of hunting and habitat loss have devastated their numbers. Today, less than 1,200 live in the lower 48. If there is a last remaining stronghold for the North American grizzly, it is in Alaska, where an estimated 32,000 grizzlies can be found. Alaska boasts a wide range of habitat in which the grizzly can thrive, from rich coastal areas to barren Arctic tundra. Alaska's grizzlies can weigh up to 1,500 pounds and can consume as much as 35 pounds of food in a day. They'll eat just about anything in sight, from flowers to whale carcasses. It's their very size that gives grizzlies an aura of invincibility. And in Alaska, it's also what makes them a valuable commodity. As Joel discovers in downtown Anchorage, the bear business is booming. At Knight's Taxidermy, Russ Knight turns over more than 200 bear rugs and mounts a year.
We offer either mounting services or expediting services. Whatever the client wants us to do, we'll be glad to do it.
How many bears do they think there are in Alaska, and how many are taken every year? You know?
Roughly between 1,000 and 1,500 are taken a year.
But since bears are thriving in Alaska, some biologists believe that taking 1,500 bears a year is sustainable.
So there's plenty of bears in Alaska, right?
Plenty of bears in Alaska.
Making a bear into a rug takes time. Russ's clients can expect to wait up to a year for their merchandise.
So this is the skull, and he's skinned the skull out. And so now he's doing the detail work. He's split the lips, turned the nose inside out, and now he's going to turn the ears inside out. They put them over a beam, and they're flashing the fat and meat off the skin so that it can dry properly. You have to have a bear sit in salt for 3 or 4 days, okay? And then after the fourth day, if everything's looking good, then we hang them up. And you can kind of look and see that the skin's turning white, which is the good sign that it's drying proper. And once the head is mounted, then we've got to bring it back to the original size. We have to rehydrate the skin with water, repair all the holes, and then he's stretching it for size to get the maximum amount of size out of the skin.
He want big.
Everybody wants the biggest thing they can get. So we've got a special clay that dries very hard. And once the clay is put on and roughed into shape, then we can come back and mold it and put in all the little details and the creases. And we can still shape and move the eyes around and get the expression that we want. We use plastic teeth and fake tongues. This is a black bear tongue, grizzly bear tongue. Now these would be, bear eye. I'm a wildlife artist. I work with wildlife. I work with taxidermy really is an art.